Monday. It is January 20th, 2020. And here are our readings for Monday, January 20th, 2020. And as you can tell, there's a lot of background noise tonight because I'm coming to you from our balcony out here in Orlando, Florida. I intend to keep doing these readings as we are on this trip because reading God's word aloud, hearing God's word, is edifying for the soul. And I need this just as much as anyone else needs this. So we're going to be reading Psalm 14, Genesis 22, and Matthew 8, 5 through 22. We'll be starting with the 14th Psalm. It says, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They do abominable deeds. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is none who does good, not even one. Have they no knowledge, all the evildoers, who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon the Lord? There they are in great terror. For God is with the generation of the righteous. You would shame the plans of the poor, but the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion, where the Lord restores the fortunes of his people. Let Jacob rejoice, let Israel be glad." Genesis 22. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham," and he said, "Here I am." He said, "Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took of his young men, two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you." And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they were both of them together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." He said, "Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." So they went, both of them, together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of this place, "The Lord will provide." As it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will multiply your offspring as the stars of the heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore, and your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." So Abraham returned to his young men And they arose and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham lived at Beersheba. Now after these things it was told to Abraham, Behold, Milcah also has borne children to your brother Nahor, whose his firstborn, Buz, his brother, Kemuel, the father of Aram, Chizt, Hazo, Pildash, Jedlaf, and Bethuel. Bethuel fathered Rebekah. These eight Milcah bore to Nahor, Abraham's brother. Moreover, his concubine, whose name was Rivmah, bore Tebah, Gaham, Tahash, and Maacah. Matthew 8:5-22. When he had entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly. And he said to him, I will come and heal him. But the centurion replied, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed him, Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from the east and the west and recline at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And to the centurion Jesus said, Go, let it be done for you as you have believed. And the servant was healed at that very moment. And when Jesus entered Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law lying sick with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she rose and began to serve him. That evening they brought to him many who were oppressed by demons, and he cast out the spirits with the word and healed all who were sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He took our illness and bore our diseases. Now, when Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to go over to the other side, and a scribe came up to him and said to him, Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Another of the disciples said to him, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. And Jesus said to him, Follow me and leave the dead to bury their own dead. Wow, what a note to end on. Leave the dead to bury their own dead. Some people may think of this passage of Jesus when he talks about the cost of following him. It's like this disciple wants to do what's right. He wants to honor his father and mother. And is that not a commandment? And Jesus doesn't abolish the law. He fulfills the law. So Jesus, why would you not let this man first go and bury his father before he had to leave everything behind? And the reality of this passage, follow me and leave the dead to bury their own dead, is Jewish culture. If we don't know about Jewish culture, we won't understand this passage. His father isn't dead yet. His father most likely is alive and kicking. And what he's saying here is, let me first bury my father, gain my inheritance, and then I will follow you, Jesus. Just let me wait out my father's life first. That isn't the call. When Jesus calls, we aren't to say, okay, well, wait for me to do this or that. Can you wait for me to get another year in with my employer so I get an extended vacation before I decide to go on that missions trip? Lord, could you just let me just do whatever it is we need to do, and then I will follow. That's the reality of what this man is saying. And the first person that comes to him, you know, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his heads. Jesus was performing signs and wonders. He was performing miracles beyond miracles that the people weren't used to. They didn't see these things. In fact, in a couple of days ago, we read how they said, he teaches as one who has authority, one that's not like the scribes and Pharisees. Jesus was different. And what Jesus is saying here is, don't come to him because of the flair. Come to him because of who he is. He is the Son of God. We come to Jesus because of who he is and what he has done. And it is what is called of us to do. And here's the blessing of it all. He still heals. He still offers forgiveness. He still is there with us, even when we decide to not be there with him. Jesus is still there to do all this and more. He's just reminding us, don't follow me because I'm doing all these signs and wonders. Follow me because of who I am and what I have done. Foxes have holes. And birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. It's going to be a hard road, Jesus says. And as we're going to hear, as we continue to go on in the Gospel of Matthew, no one who lays his hand to the plow but looks back is worthy. It's all or nothing. And praise be to God for that, because the all that God offers is worth so much more than anything this world can offer. Once again, sorry about all the background noise and sorry about the poor audio, but we're going to keep doing these readings and we're going to keep doing them on an audio version as well, because once again, reading and hearing the word of the Lord changes the heart, nurtures the soul. God bless you and talk with you on Tuesday.